In 1994, Senator David Borne is a Democrat. He announces he's going to resign and he's going to become the president of Oklahoma University. Mm-hmm. So you were elected to fill that Senate seat.
That's correct.
This was a nationally historic election that saw the Republican Party take both houses of Congress and our Oklahoma governorship, too. Mm-hmm. Second time in state history.
But keep in mind, I was a month ahead of those guys because it was a special election. So that's why when I got to the United States Senate, I had seniority over everybody who was elected that particular year because I was sworn in a month before they were.
You took office November 17th, your 60th birthday, and that gave you that seniority.
And I was sworn in instead of being sworn in on January 1st.
So did that help you then from get-go, from time?
Oh, yeah. I had seniority immediately. Not big seniority. I can't remember the total number. It was a big class that was elected, though. It might have been, 18 or so. Yeah. So I was not number 99.
Right. In that campaign, you campaigned using your plane, and you visited almost every town in Oklahoma.
That's where I spent a lot of time in southern Oklahoma. What is referred to as Little Dixie, even though that's not an endearing characterization down south.
In your congressional and Senate debates, you've been very influential involving aircraft regulation, mm-hmm. including the Pilot's Bill of Rights. Talk to us about that.
Okay. Any bureaucracy going unchecked is a problem. We all know about the EPA and what they're doing with their regulations, just killing business in America under the Obama EPA, Environmental Protection Agency. But it's the same thing with others. They're just better known. The FAA, the Federal Aviation Administration, they've grown to be a giant organization, just as an example. When they were talking about having to go through sequestration and make some cuts of about 2%, they're hysterical. How can we do this? And yet, their total budget to run their department, to run all the FAA back in 1996, was $1.6 billion. I'll double-check these figures. I think I would be right, though. Today, it's almost double that. And yet their workload is less because there are fewer pilots today. They had become an overwhelming, overbearing bureaucracy. And my phone would ring off the hook because I was the only licensed pilot, certainly in the Oklahoma delegation, but I was the one who was willing to get into these issues. So people who were abused by doing ground checks or any other thing where someone who has the power of the bureaucracy puts someone out of business, takes away their license without just cause. These things were going on. So I was helping other pilots, since I understand the issues better than others do, in getting these things done. And then it happened to me in Cameron County Airport in the southern tip of Texas, where I'd been a developer for many years. I'd landed my airplanes on that more than 200 times. I knew every square foot of that. It gets a little bit technical here, but when you are doing work on a runway, you have to have it published. They're called NOTAMs, Notice to Airmen, NOTAMS. NOTAMs, by law, are supposed to be published. But it doesn't say specifically where, so that they can always not do it and then claim that they were published someplace. Anyway, there are no NOTAMs on this, and I went into Valley Approach. The approach control, that's FAA, cleared me to land on runway 13 at Cameron County Airport. I was in a big twin-engine plane, and the guy sitting next to me had never been in a small plane before. I dirtied up the plane, getting ready to land, when I saw him working on the first third of the runway. It was a 9,000-foot runway, so you've got lots of room. But it's the point where I would not be able to do a cleanup and go around, because you get down to when you're almost land, you can't do it. So I landed over the edge in coast, and everything was fine. I didn't think there was a problem. There was someone down there who really didn't like me. That day, they called the New York Times and the Washington Post, dreamed up this story that I almost killed people landing. I went back and I went to the FAA and they said, well, you are guilty of doing this and this and this. And I said, wait a minute, you're accusing me. I've not even heard the evidence used against me. You're not entitled to the evidence that we have against you. I went through this thing where actually they made me take a remedial training, which is one trip with a flight instructor. And I used a guy who I was his flight instructor. Just for my own ego, I didn't really need to do that. Then I got to thinking, they could have taken away my license if that was my livelihood. They've done this. We have countless records of people who they've taken away their way of making a living. So I put together the Pilot's Bill of Rights, and we took on the bureaucracy. And immediately, well, It's like the EPA, anytime you try to pass something, they clean up their act. They immediately jumped all over it. They went to a well-known name here, would be Jay Rockefeller. Jay Rockefeller was the chairman of the Commerce Committee that has jurisdiction over the FAA. And they said, don't let this bill get out of your committee. We can't have it. There's the safety concerns. And besides that, they were God. You know, they were the bureaucracy. So for a year, I tried to get a hearing, and I couldn't do it. So I went to Harry Reid. He and I have an unusual relationship. I said, Harry, I've got a bill. I have 67 Senate co-sponsors to my pilot's bill of rights, and I can't get a hearing. He said, that's just not fair. So he and I went down to the floor, and we did what they call a Rule 14, when it bypasses committees. It's very rarely used. I can't even think of when else it's been used. And because Harry was willing to help me do that, it sailed through. Obviously, all the co-sponsors voted for it, and it would pass the House in 1 hour after that because they were all ready for it. That happened before Oshkosh, a matter of a week before Oshkosh, the biggest thing for general aviation. That was the Pilot's Bill of Rights. And it did a number of things. First of all, it says if you're accused of something, you have access to the evidence that's going to be used against you. They say that NOTAMs had to be published in an area that is identifiable, and we have the words down so where you know if there is no NOTAM that's published, we can go and show that there is none. The third big issue, and this is a major issue that didn't affect me, but it did others, it might now, on medical certification, it was unequal all over the country. I know people who have had open-heart surgery like I had who are flying 6 months later and everything's fine. And I know some that 5 years later still aren't. Well, now they're changing all that. So this bill was truly a bill of rights, and it's a major piece. People say, well, you know, Inhofe, that's self-serving, you're doing all that. Didn't affect me because that wasn't in effect when.
Mm-hmm. We should point out Harry Reid, the majority leader of the Democrat Senate, was your friend then and still is. That's interesting that the two of you can work together.
He is. We've become good friends. For one thing, we were both married the same year. His wife went through a thing with cancer. He and I have become close. People don't understand that you can have someone who can be a political enemy that can be a very close personal friend. Mm-hmm. That's what we are. He'd say the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, he did. If you remember, on the floor of the House, it was when my son died that he gave a talk on the floor talking about my son and me. It was a very emotional thing.
And I want to come to that in a moment here, but you're the ranking member now of the U.S. Senate Armed Services Committee?
That's correct. People who are going through this, they need to understand. If you're a majority party, such as the Democrats are in the Senate, if you are the ranking Democrat, you're the chairman. If you're the ranking Republican, you're the ranking member. Now go across the aisle to the Republicans who are the majority, just the opposite of the Senate, over in the House. Mm-hmm. So the Republicans would be the chairman. Democrats would be the ranking member.